constraints. And as we were going through that process, we came upon an idea of what's called a hap timber, which they use throughout Europe, a lot in Germany and Austria and some of those. But a hap timber is very classical Swiss style. And we determined that if we could develop a hap timber superstructure over the existing pot rock structure, we could actually redo this, preserve the pot rock. Engineers we get into trouble with because it's unreinforced masonry. They wanted to, you know, be able to stand up with seismic requirements. And so, okay, how do you do that? How do you reinforce something like this and not just completely make the interior non-usable? So we came up with this idea of a superstructure of a hap timber on the outside and then kind of retool it into a structure that would look very Swiss, very, you know, German, Bavarian style. We have some graphs we'd love to show you if we can get an HDMI or something to plug that in, and if that's appropriate. Mr. Hinkey, that would be great. Steve, do you have anything else you want to add?
My name's Steve Heiner. I live at 271 North Center. This is a property that my parents bought way back in 1972. As Lane mentioned, I don't want to tear this house down, and I've come to learn that even if I did, the house would decrease in size because of the offsets down
yeah.
to what amounts to a very small trailer, which it already feels like. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind approaching Lane and Josh was to see about the efficacy of going up. So that's the reason for this timber exoskeleton around the outside of the house, is to further support a second floor. I'm a photographer, filmmaker, artist by profession. I'm now retired after a very long career elsewhere. I'm very committed to this community and would like to stay. And I just need a little bit more space is all of it. But I'm very restricted by the size of the lot, though I'm very, very pleased that I saw at the beginning of this meeting that the heart of the town open space practically surrounds me on all three sides. So that's very gratifying that there won't be a lot of development. I would hate to go to this much trouble only for someone to build a much larger, bigger house right next door. So I'm very grateful for that. But Lane can show you a couple of conceptual images, but of course, based on decisions that are made here, we could go another direction if necessary. So we'll just go back to the drawing board. But I really like the sort of renderings that they've come up with.
Thank
you.
Let's see if we have some technical ability.
So, even though this is to one specific house, we don't have language for a code text amendment yet. So, what are we going to vote on?
So, I think what we will be doing is we're making a recommendation to the City Council, and they will formulate the verbiage.
Okay.
For a code text amendment.
Yeah, that is another option.
That's another option.
Okay.
Yeah, we understand it's a little bit on form, but part of it was needing some direction, and part of it was not having submitted language. So I think it would be fair to do that as well.
Do we know how conforming it currently is? I'm only talking about this particular property, obviously, but.
As soon as we get the pictures up and the measurements, we'll be able.
Can someone go to Google Earth and bring up the property? I assume that's why you brought him for technical.
Good news is I've only eaten one peanut butter heart.
Nice job. That's discipline.
They're going to make a hard case to the City Council, I'm sure.
Put those back on that table.
Okay. My whole day, thanks. My whole day is Craig again, and I, what I was thinking from the beginning was, you know, that, you know, how many million dollars is this? And it's only, you know, right there where the houses are, there's the big building. It's almost like you're building
It's Valentine's tomorrow.
A hot pot, like on a hot
It's like Halloween, you can eat whatever chocolate.
You're surprised, right?
Well, that, yeah, well, that's just it. And the whole idea, like,
Christmas?
I mean, yeah, it sucks, but I mean, what, if it was just kitty corner over in that other corner, it's like,
actually, today is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, so you have to eat as much as you can before the 40 days of Lent.
But it's like,
Father O'Brien always sells candy, pop, and gum.
Where it is because the neighbors are so amenable. Otherwise, it would have been a totally different plan. And that's the issue, which I believe that it was agreed from the beginning and didn't get pushed back because of it was what it was.
Everything's been raised up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And then the guy goes, oh, it's this beautiful landscape. Well, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it's all
pushed up higher.
It's beautifully higher.
Yeah.
I just am so shocked because were you in the meeting with us when we
No, I wasn't on yet.
Yeah, it was like totally
low lying. And
were you shocked?
Because
yeah, like
it was more than a year ago,
right?
Yeah. See,
no.
I've only been on for 9, 10 months.
I was mad too. That's why I made the comment. I'm surprised that you're surprised that you're in a problem.
You're gonna share your screen.
Well, and his case is he's just meeting the code, but you actually have to meet the agreement, not the code. That's what matters is the agreement. You can't do.
Cute. So cute.
So there's a little garage that's detached behind this tree of the house on the floor, just a little bit more. You can see the garage. So there's only one shot showing.
So if this did have the code text amendment, he could technically change his garage if he needed to too. I mean, he could, would this allow, that's what I'm wondering. You know, if it's just the dwelling or if there was a second building, would this allow the other building to go through some renovations as well?
Yeah, the code text amendment would have to specify not just dwellings, but really all structures. And so we could write it that way. And initially when we met with Steve and Lane, that's what they want to do is also do something with the garage. But we ran into the same problem with both structures. They were both non-conforming to the code regarding the setbacks.
Okay.
And so if we did write it to where it something with the garage also.
Do you open more cans of worms by opening it up and saying, yes, this is possible with in any situation this is possible? Or do you keep at least a finger on the situation if every person that wants to do this just comes in and presents just like they are doing today?
Well, you know, there's really the only reason why it's being really couldn't write a code. It'd be very difficult to write a code where everybody had to come in and show everybody. That would be kind of like a conditional use permit. The best thing to do is just write the regulations, and people need to meet those requirements in the code. And so we do have recommending committees, but if we don't have clear guidelines, it gets really messy on having too much discretion or subjectivity, and so it needs to be fair for everybody.
But if you wanted to limit it to dwellings as opposed to structures, then yes, it's going to apply to all dwellings, but if people wanted, if it went outside of that, people would have to do something further.
So it begs the question, is there a way to accomplish what they want to do without making a code text amendment and just and creating like just some other way that doesn't apply to every mixed use?
That's what I was trying to ask.
Okay. Can you share your screen and show us what you're proposing to give us a...
Can I get a pointer?
Sure.
across an idea of a superstructure on the outside. Now, right now, he has a buildable pad that goes off to this side, the south, that works within the property that we can add on. So the goal was, A, to save this building, and then B, yeah, there you go. So here's the existing building right here. Save that existing building and then add on to this structure to the side, and the property boundary line, I think, is that dash line right there. Yep. And then this is the garage.
Did you say the back end of the home is new as well? That
the back end, I think it was added on, what, 20? 25 years ago.
Oh, but that's existing.
There's actually a room.
It's existing.
That's existing. That's what I was wondering. Is it existing?
It's been there a long time.
Okay, all right.
We're doing nothing to this.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to add on right here, but we're building. You can see these little square. Those are timbers, vertical timbers that we would be using as the superstructure to basically overarch the existing unreinforced masonry. So, if you will visualize, this is the structure itself right here. This is the superstructure. This is a true, it's not an imitation, this is a true half timber structure, timber peg structure that we would build over the top of that to accomplish our engineering challenges. Josh, maybe show, turn the layers off so you can just see the beams. Yeah, maybe just throw a couple of the other ones on. Add a future. So we're doing this on the fly, but that is a, what they call it, a hack timber or timber peg structure. It is a structural engineering portion, and you can see right inside of here is where the existing unreinforced masonry would be. This would extend up